Krishna, and then Sri Krishna Maharaj. Our missionary learned Sri Krishna Maharaj to do shit. While doing the mission that Sri Krishna Maharaj with Shuma, there's been doing the Vesha Makar, and the Mara speaks out, you can't learn it out from Yerish. So now it's the Gemara Hanbar. Where is the Makar of Sri Krishna Shuma? Shidula Yinaidula Mi, at the end of the Sugya, is an interesting time. He asked, the halacha is, tshuma, you don't need a maisa for HaKrosh's tshuma. It's chalba machshava. If a person thinks, harezu the tshuma, it's enough for it to be chal. As they bezei, frek the shita le'meidu le'mi, why do you need a parsha of shlichos for? Harei, when you tell a shliach, go be machrish tshuma for me, take this piece and make it into tshuma for me, as you already had a machshava in your heart, in your lave, that the tshuma should be chal. Because by telling him, take it for you, you're thinking it should be tshuma. As even if there won't be a parsha of shlichos, even if the shliach won't go and be mafresh the tshuma, it should already be chal the machshava. As what do you need a parsha of shlichos to say that the tshuma is chal? Hare, every time you're sending a shliach to be mafresh tshuma, as in essence, you're thinking it should be tshuma, as it should be chal b'machshava. Thus, frek the shita le'neidu l'mi. Zog the shita le'neidu l'mi. If I tell you, take this piece of tshuma, you're right. As then I thought this piece should be tshuma. But if I told you, pick something and make it tshuma, meaning I didn't tell you specifically what to take from tshuma. I just told you, take something and make it tshuma. But I didn't think on any specific thing that it should be tshuma, as I never had a machshava, what should be tshuma. As over there, I need the parsha of shlichos. That's the mahalach of the shita le'neidu l'mi. The makne says a different mahalach, a shena mahalach. The Gemara brings a mishnah that hafrashas tshuma is mahani shlichos. The Mishnah says, "Hamal shlichot, say the Torah." He tells the shliach, "Go take tshuma." As he's Torah, kedas balabayis. He thinks, "What is this balabayis? Is he a generous guy, a medium guy?" He figures what kind of a person he is. However, the halacha is, if he's pichas asara, a hoysef aysama, tshuma say tshuma min nala. Frek de pnei Yeshua. Why does the Gemara have to bring the end of the Mishnah of Pichas Asara, Hoysef Asara, to bring a raya that you can make Hafrashas Tshuma Yedei Shliach? If the Gemara wanted to bring a Mishnah that says you could be Mafresh Tshuma Yedei Shliach, it should have just brought the first line of the Mishnah. Hama L'Shlucha Yitzei Toirim, Toirim Kedaz Balabayis. It should bring the first six letters of the Mishnah, and you see, Shlichas is Mahani. Why do we have to bring the whole Mishnah and the Tzira Poiches Asara Oy Haisef Asara? Zog the Makne, an interesting chap, Iluya Shechap. The Gemara had the Shita Leinayda Lemi Shaila, that it should be Chal B'machshava. And for the Gemara, you know where it's Negei Shlichas, by Pichas Yud. He took a different amount than the Balabayas wanted. As over there, you can't say it's Chal B'machshava, because he was Pichas more than the Balabayas. As over there, Zichr, the only reason why it's Chal is Midin Shlichos. And the Fize, you could answer another Shaila. The Rishash asks that before this Mishnah, which this Mishnah is Perik Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, there are already other Mishnayas that are Mavur that Shlichos is Mahani. As Frek the Rishash, why does the Gemara bring this Mishnah? Well, the Filah Matna, it's Mavur. Because we wanted to bring a Tzir where the Shliach did different than the Balabais. As then you have to come on to the Chiddush of Shlichos. As thus is the Terah to the Shita Le'neidu Le'mi, the Matna. It's very good. It's a good Terah. However, it'll come out of Rizig Chiddush. It'll come out, you only need the Parsha of Shlichos when the Shliach is doing different. When the shliach is doing exactly the same, you taka don't need the parsha of shlichos, and that's the chiddush. Reb Nochum wanted to say a different mahalach. Reb Nochum brought a turi even in Chagiga Daf Yud, a famous turi even which is very quoted in the yeshivas. The Turi Evan is the Mishnah in Mesechta Trumas, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah says that a guy, he's niskaven loimer truma. He wanted to be mafresh truma. Someone invited him to one of the Rabbanut Mahajan restaurants, and he had to go, else keep it off the aim, or whatever reason. So he's taking afreshes trumas and maisers when he's eating it. As he's miskaven loimer truma, and bimkoin to say truma, what happens? He slips with his mouth and he says maisa. But what's the story? The guy has to be mafresh trumas. He's thinking, I want to be mafresh truma. But what did he do? He said the word maisa. He made a mistake. It happens sometimes. Your mouth slips. Azav the Mishnah loy amar klum. The maisis and the chumis is not chal. Frekta turi even upon the shayla. Bishlema maisis is not chal. I understand. The guy wanted to say truma. He said maiser. It was a slip of the tongue, we call it. It was a mistake. As you said something, a mistake. What you said, a mistake, is not chal. Turi even says that, I understand. But in Lev, he was thinking, I want to be truma. And truma is chal b'machshava. As why does the Mishnah say Lo Yama Klum Harei Chumas Chal V'Machshava? Das Frek Yituri Evan. Zog the Turi Evan. You see over here a big Yisra. Even though Chuma is Chal V'Machshava, that's only when all you did was you thought. But if you said and you try to do it by Mira, it's not Chal V'Machshava. And the Turi Evan explains, because there's two ways of doing tshuma. You could do it b'machshava, or you could do it b'dibur. You have to think which way you want it to be chal. As if you're saying it, you want it to be chal with dibur. As being that you're thinking it should be chal b'dibur, it's not chal b'machshava. The only time it's chal b'machshava is when you're thinking, I'm making tshuma b'machshava. But if you're trying to make tshuma b'dibur, and it doesn't work, it's not chal b'machshav. Dugma ledavar, a guy thinks he's doing kinyan mashicha, and he's mechaven to be koine with mashicha, and it turns out the mashicha is not good, but it's a chazaka, a maisa chazaka. It won't work, because his kavana was for this maisa, for this asiyah. As machshava and dibur are two different asiyahs. You have to be mechaven which one you want it to be chal. That's the famous Turi Evan. Asafizes Doch Gewaldig. Over here we're talking about a guy that he sent in the Shliach to be Mafresh B'dibur. B'maisa B'dibur, not B'machshav. As he's not thinking, it should be Chal B'machshav. This is the Mahalach of Reb Nochum. What's the Chiddush of Reb Nochum? I would have thought, Bishlema, Mashicha, Chazaka are two different Maisa Kinyanim. And if you're thinking you want it to be kinder with Mashicha, it doesn't work, midin chazaka. Aber machshava and dibur are not two different kinds of asiyas. As long as I'm thinking I want it to be chal, it doesn't make a difference. Whatever it is, whether it's machshava, whether it's dibur, it's enough gmiras das. I have das, I want the truma to be chal. I have to think I want it to be chal b'machshava. It's a chiddush. That's the chiddush of the Turi Evan, and the feed the Turi Evan, then the Gemara is good. However, this Turi Evan, it's muchach from Kama Rishonim, not that way. Even though the Turi Evan does say the Yisoid, it's a gishmak of Mahalach. However, the Rosh in the Darim Dav Beis, the Shita in the Darim Dav Zayin, is what do you need the chiddush of Yad for? Yesh Yad in the Darim. Tepiklei, it's chal b'machshava. Zog de Karenoira, the Turi Evan, is a Pasha de Teretz. Because he's thinking it should be chal b'dibur. When he's thinking it should be chal b'dibur, it's not chal b'machshava. State in these Rishainim that they argue on the Turi Evan. As lefi the Turi Evan, we have a Gishmak of Teretz on the Shaila of the Shita Loi Noida Lami. However, the Turi Evan is not a grant. What's pshat in the Mishnah in Shumis that he asked from? Let's take a look at the Rash and the Mishnah in Shulis Perikimel Mishnah Ches, and he says a different Pshat. So we actually have a third Rishon that says different Pshat Mishnah. Okay, those are the two standard Mahalcha. The Maise, there's another Machshava. This Shaila, like what do you need the Parish of Shnipos for, typically it's Chal Machshava, reminds us of the Shaila of the Maril yesterday. That we saw, yes, what do you need the Parish of Shlichas Begdushin for? The man gave it to the Shliach, she took it. What do you need the Parish of Shlichas for? As on the Maril, we asked the question, what's the Maril asking? He doesn't have das to shav the chalois kedushin. His das is the shliach should shav the chalois kedushin. And so if we asked on Rebog Ben, we said the Imrebina asked on the Maril. Lamaisa, the Imrebina could ask on the Shita Leinai Dilemi too. When I tell a shliach to be mafresh truma, I have das to be mafresh truma? No, I don't have das to be mafresh truma. I have Gmiris Das, I'm Shafting Chalois Truma. What does Gmiris Das mean? I'm Machlet now, I'm Shafting Chalois Truma. No. I have Nichusa. I tell Mr. Shliach, your Das should Shaft the Chalois Truma, and I'm Nichale. As Lachoyer, that would have been a Geshmak Eteretz. The same way the Rebina answered the Maril yesterday that sending a Shliach is not a Das to Shaft the Chalois Kedushin. As Uadin, sending a shliach to be mafresh truma is not a das to shafa chalois truma. As the Imre Bina would have been another optionable teretz on the shita loy neidu lumi. Yeah. Hamevin Yavin, when you're an optionable teretz on a rishon, it's very problematic. That means the shita loy neidu lumi is mavur, not like the Imre Bina. Because we have another rishon that we see, not like that svar of the Imre Bina. And what's the hezver? Like we saw yesterday with Rabbi Gubert. Because minu shlichus means I have a das for the chalois. That's what you see. If I'm a man a shliach to be mafresh truma, that means I have das truma should be mafresh. As we gave it a name, Reb Chaim, as all of a sudden it became the usually lom de shavar. But if you think about it, it's really pashut. When I tell you go be mafresh truma, as that means that I have das, the truma should be mafresh. As we said it over as a yisoid of Reb Chaim, b'shem Reb Chaim, b'shem Reb Chaim. But really, if you think about it, it's ganz fine. It's ganz mistaken. Even before Reb Chaim was born, it's ganz falsch. Yeah. If I'm telling you, go be mafresh chuma, that means I have das, chuma should be chal. If I'm telling you, go be mekadesh anisha for me, that means I have gemiras das, there should be kedushin. That's the yisoid. That's what you see in these rishayim. As the Olam took it, it's like too big of a chiddush. I think it's really, it's a nice posh of the gishmak of form. Yeah. Okay. Thus is the, thus frag the gishmak. As where do you know it from? The chitem of the Olam Ligershin, Maligershin, Chikin Yeshna. Chol Amakraatem Gamatem, Lerabis Es Ashliach. Frag the Gemara, Benichtev Rachmana Betshuma. Frank the Gemara, so just say it by tshuva, what do you need a pasuk by gerushin for? Because I have a shayla for the olam. I need the olam to help me over here. Yesterday we learned the Gemara, and we saw you need a pasuk for shlichus ha'ish and a pasuk for shlichus ha'isha. Why you need a pasuk for shlichus ha'isha? The Taisus Rush says, because you can be Megarish or Baal Korcha, Hamaisa is Shvach. The Pnei Yeshua says, because you need a din of Yadai Ki Yadai. As Rosfek the Gemara, learn it out of Truma. Hare, how are you going to learn out of Truma? Shlichas Ha'isha. It's Baal Korcha. The same way you can't learn Shlichas Ha'isha out of Shlichas Ha'ish by Kedushin, L'chor you can't learn Shlichas Ha'isha out of Truma. As much like the Gemara, don't write a Pasik by Get. You need a Pasik by Get. Another Shaila, the Gemara over there says, you need a Ribui for Shliach, Oysa Shliach.
As much as the Gemara, don't write it. If I get, how am I going to know shliach? Is a shliach. As number one, how am I going to know isha is a shliach? Number two, how am I going to know shliach is a shliach? This is a grace of shayla. Someone wanted a taina that inochinami. The Gemara over here is only asking on shlichus ha'ish. The Gemara is not asking, don't write shlichus by geishin. Avada, you have to write shliach ois a shliach. Avada, you have to write also that shliach ha'isha. But the Gemara is asking, don't write that the ish makes a shliach by geishin. That you should learn out of truth. That's what someone wanted to say. However, if you look at the Gemara is meduyik, not that way. Because the Gemara says, v'neisi hanuch. Hanuch is lashon rabim. We're not asking on one drasha, we're asking on all the drashas. V'neisi hanuch, v'nigmu minei. As I say, there's a big question over here. If we're learning out of Shlichas Ha'ish, we said you can't learn out Shlichas Ha'isha. You can't learn out Shliach Ha'isha Shliach. You need another pasuk. And all of a sudden, we're learning out of Chuma, and you can learn out everything? Why?
It wasn't for Kedushin and Gershon.
What?
The Hanukkah wasn't going on in Kedushin and Gershon.
Could be. He has a patent. That Hanukkah doesn't mean the three psukim of Kedushin. It means Kedushin and Gerushin. Could be. But the Pashtus would not be that way. The Pashtus would be Hanukkah means all the psukim. The Lashon Rabbim is on the psukim, not on the Mekayim. But could be that would be a way out. Master. Shaila is, if you could say, a longer shifal. That when you're learning it out of Shlichas Ha'ish B'Gerushin, you need another pasuk. But when you're learning it out of Tshuva, thus is Shaila. Then you can learn out everything. What could be the Hezber Levar Kimuvan? We have to learn the sugya a little bit more. Okay, so for now we tell the Shaila. Ilum should think about it. And Efshebez Hashem will come back. Okay. As Frank the Gemara, let's learn it out of Shuma. Mishum de ikele mifrich shekein yeshnoi v'machshava. As what's shown in this pircha shekein yeshnoi v'machshava. As the parshat of Pshat that everyone learns this, which is really the parshat of Pshat, is that by gittin and kedushin you need a maisa. And over here, it's chal b'machshava without a ma'isa. That's what Rashi means. Leisen eino b'tzad zeh, v'oichol b'tzad zeh. Meaning you don't even have to do a ma'isa afrasha. You don't even have to take out the truma and say, I raise a truma. Even without a ma'isa, just with a machshava, it works. That's the parshat of Pshat and the Gemara. So somewhere everyone learns like Rashi. I mean, the Ritva, you see, has a different job in the Gemara. The Ritva airs a kash on the Gemara. Frag the Ritva, Kedushin is also Chal B'machshava and Gittin. Why? Because the din is, if he's Dabrim, Aliske Gita V'kdushel, if he tells her, I want to get married to you, and then afterwards he gives the Kedushin B'shtika, the Halacha is Kedushin is Chal. If he informs her he wants to be Madarisha and he speaks about her that he's going to make a get, and then he gives a get v'shtika, it's chal. As you see also, it's chal b'machshava, thus frek the Ritva. You look at the Shaila, the Ritva is doch a pele. Over there by Kedushin, you need a maisa nesinas kesef. By Gerushin, you need a maisa nesinas get. By Tshuva, it's chal b'machshava. Ma shayla b'chlau? It's pele. Vos rekter. How could you say kedushin is chal b'machshava? Chal b'machshava means you don't need a ma'isa. By kedushin, you need a ma'isa nesinas kesef nesinas shtar. By gittin, you need a ma'isa nesinas get. Ma shayla haritva. There's one shita in Rashi in Bukhayris Nuntes and in Taisis and Bukhayris Nuntes. Let's just ask from the root. What's fresh the root? This is the big shayla. What's fresh the root? L'chayra, the Ritva is mavur that he has another mahalach in the Gemara. The Ritva's learning the Gemara means usually when you want to make a chalois, you need a dibur to make a chalois. In certain exceptions to the rule, it's chal b'machshova. As that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara means shekein yeshnai b'machshova, that gosh is not and you don't need a maisa. That gashi is you don't need a dibur. As I bezei frek the ritva, by kedushin and gittin, you don't need a dibur too. If everyone knows what you mean, it works, even if you didn't talk. As if the chumra is that you don't need a dibur, it's enough of machshava, then it's very good what he's asking from kedushin. This is the Ritva. Abitzarech beer, why didn't the Ritva learn Kipshutai like Rashi? The portion of Pshat in the Gemara is you don't need a Maisa. That's such a portion of Svara. By Gittin Gdushin, you need a Maisa. And over here, you don't need a Maisa. That would have been the portion of Pshat in the Gemara. Mavu and the Ritva, that is not a pirfa. Why? Because when you're making gittin and kedushin, you need a maisa. By truma misvara, you don't need a maisa. You could be masva with a vart, we're going to see later on. Because truma is birur chalokim. You're just being miyachid the truma that's there. You're not making a new chalois. As misvara, you don't need a maisa. As that's not a pirfa. What did the Ritva come up with? The Ritva came up with a whole new pshat in the Pircha. The Ritva says the Pircha is because certain things are chal b'diva and certain things are chal b'machshava. Frek, the Ritva, kedushin is chal b'machshava, it's not chal b'diva. That's frek the Ritva. Okay, as that's step number one in the Ritva. The Ritva is a gilui, how we learn pshat in the Gemara over here. But there's also a big gilui in the Ritva. What is the Ritva saying? Kedushin is chal b'machshava, k'zdavi imal iske gita v'kedusha. Kedushin is chal b'machshava, kedushin is chal b'dibur, kedushin is chal b'maise. What does the Mishnah say? How are you makadosh yisha? Nice and kesef, shtar, ubiya. You do a maise, it makes a kedushin. By Kedushin, what creates the Chalois Kedushin? The Maisa creates the Chalois Kedushin, not the Dibur. As how could the Ritva learn? The Gemara is saying, Truma is more kal, because Truma, you shaf the Chalois Truma, the Machshava. In Kedushin, you shaf it with a Dibur. It's not true. In Kedushin, you're not shafing the Chalois with a Dibur. The Dibur is just explaining to me, but how do I know what he's doing? As I need a Dibur. But it's not creating the chalois. As the grandson of Rebbe Huber, Rebbe Chaim Shlomo Leibovitz, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Kamenetz here in Eretz Yisrael, he said that his Zayde Rebbe Huber said a Gevaldig Chiddush in Kedushin. That's printed in the Bircha Shmuel in Simin Beis. That the Bircha Shmuel was Machadish, the Shafa Chalois Kedushin, it's not enough a Maisa. You need a Dibur also. That was the big side of Rebbe Huber that we saw many times in Perikama Kedusha. What Rebbe Chaim Shlomo added was the Zayda used to say, it's a Mefurish Ritva in Kedusha. And it was Sosim V'loy Pirish, which Ritva? As the Olam was Mechapis, which Ritva Rebbe Huber means? Why was the Olam Mechapis? Because they were looking in Perikama. Aba l'chayre nitin harishus zeh haritva that Rebbe Huber means is a mefurish ritva like Yisrael. This ritva is muchach the dibur shafs the chalois. as Ramela, you could make a pircha. That in Shuma, the chalois is with the machshava. And in Kedushin, the chalois is with an amira. As the Ritva is saying, a gevaldige pircha. You see, there's a difference in the asiyas chalois. But that's only if you learn that amira shafs the chalois. As then it's gevaldige pircha. Shuma, you could shaf a chalois shuma with the machshava. In Kedushin, you shaf it with an amira. That's how the Ritva learns the Gemara. You see, the amira shafs the chalois Kedushin. Thus is l'chayyur what you see in this ritva, and kindumani haboch betchon gibran deraya follows this for himself. Yeah.
Just
okay.
Just came up like as if there's a din mirror by kedushin.
For sure. Zeh medabrim. Yeah. The hanyu he's saying there's a Ramon Shulchan Aruch that says if you give a kedushin, you give kesef to the isha, and you're not mefarish, but everyone knows you mean kedushin. The Ramah says you mekudeshes, and the Beis Shmuel, the Chelkis Mechaykik, and the Goyin all argue on the Ramah, and they say no, you need an amira. You can't have kedushin without an amira. Amira is part of the kedushin. As l'fi the Ramah, this ritva doesn't exist. You don't need an amira. We're going. This ritva is a raya to that sad amira. You need an amira. Both there was miyasid.
Why did the Gemara only choose Amira and not so need both equally?
As that's what we spoke out before, because by Afrash's Truma, it's just Biruch HaLokin. What you're doing is, it's Tevel, it's Truma, Mahura HaLokin. As being that you're doing Biruch HaLokin, as therefore you don't need a Maisa. But it'll be more clear to understand our words when we learn the Sugya in the Hampshire. We asked the Shaila, why didn't the Ritva learn the Gemara Kipshuta? It's a good question what you're asking. Vais the Chais, because Truma, there's a Svara, you don't need a Maisa. But you should still need a Diva. And it's a Kula that you don't. Okay. Okay. And what is the... What is the Ritva answer? The answer of the Ritva is also a big Yisai. And for the Ritva, because Dabar Imai is Ki'ilu Pirish. If he holds you need an Amira, as what does he mean? Dabar Imai is Ki'ilu Pirish. What's the Pshat? L'choira he means with the big Yisayid, that whenever there's an Umdana, and it's klar, this is what you mean, it's Ki'ilu you said it. What's the mile of talking? Because when I say something, you hear me, you understand me. I'm communicating to you. You understand what I want. As if there's an umyuna gemura that when I'm doing this, I'm doing kedushin, it's mamish ki'ilo, I told you I'm doing kedushin. As what's the mile of dibur? The mile of dibur is I'm a gala my das. I'm telling you what I'm doing. But when there's an umyuna gemura, as it's Magula. Everyone knows. It's Ki'ilu Pirish. It's Ki'ilu. I said it. Oh. Now, Avada. Like, if you're going to come and you're going to start Mincha, you're going to want to say Shemana Esrei, and you're going to say, okay, there's a Umnina Gemura that I want to daven now, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut, and it's Ki'ilu, I said, Tfila Avadana. There's certain times you need Dibur Mamish. Umnina is not Ki'ilu Pirish. But when the point of Dibur is to be Megala your Das to the other person, as in Dinam where the Dibur is, Legala Das, as then Umdana is Ki'ilu Pirish. That's in Yisoy, is Yisoy in a lot of places. There's one place, the Bris Rav in Hilchos Kedushin. He has a simon in Hilchos Kedushin where he brings many rayas to this Yisoy, Umdana is Ki'ilu Pirish. Very interestingly, the Brisker Rav doesn't bring Davi Maris Kehita Vintusha. But the Ritva does. Plus is the Ritva's Pshan and Davi Maris Kehita Vintusha. Plus is the Chiddush of the Ritva. As I say, du hast gesagt. You said it. As it's not Chal v'machshava, you need a Dibra, and it's Kehilu Pirish. Plus is the Mahalech. Okay. I said it was a ship, slowly, so I'm sure. heavy Gavali Yeshir Kroli is. We don't want to be matriach too much. It's a stop over here. Those are the Ica points at the beginning of the Sylvia Yeshir.